Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Excellent. And we're talking with Larry Stratton with Cascade Thermal Imaging. Has some pretty high-tech, really fancy, cool systems to check for moisture damage, to check for heat loss.
Yeah, he's like the Superman for homes because he can see through the walls.
That's right. So tell us about this other machine you've got, Larry.
Well, we're looking at doing energy analysis on a residential home. I think also your listeners would be wise to take a look at the EnergyStar.gov website. It's a plethora of great information as to what makes a house more efficient. And there's tons of stuff in there that they can take a look at. Insulation, R values, and everything else. And what to do once you get the house more tightly secured as far as heat loss is concerned is ventilation. And that's a very important thing as far as making your home more comfortable. There's a ventilation once you do get a house tightened up from an insulation standpoint. It's a Panasonic whole house whisper green bathroom type fan. It runs 80 cubic feet per minute CFMs when it's run at full tilt when you're in the, let's say, in the laundry room or bathroom or whatever. And then it's drops down to half of that and runs for 24 hours and creates a good circulation of air inside the building. It runs on Amazon for $204, and it makes a significant difference.
Yeah.
Doing a blower door test on a house is a little bit more complex than just looking at it from outside or inside. What a blower door does is create a negative pressure on the inside of the house. And then with the use of a thermal imager, looking at the windows, doors, and any other areas where there's cracks or openings, you will see the cold air rushing in, and it is be able to you can detect it with the thermal imager very, very vividly.
Wow. And so, now in my 100-year-old house, all I have to do is run around without a shirt on, and I can do the same thing.
You can do that too, or you can use a little smoke preparation and see too. But when you look at it with the thermal imaging camera from the inside of the house, you can see areas where there's missing insulation, where there's openings, and with a blower door test, you can see almost all the areas around where the dwelling where you have places that need improvement and where you have really cold air leaking into the house all the time.
Fantastic. So, Larry, what would be a typical cost for a test like that?
I think usually to do a 2,500 square foot house, if we're looking at an external only to go around the house outside looking from an energy standpoint, probably looking at $400 to $500.
Okay, so and easily then, something you could recover in a fairly short period of time if you're able to make some significant improvements.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. And then if you're going to do a more comprehensive evaluation and survey where you're going to be inside and do an internal and exterior, and if you're at a blower door to that, you're probably maybe doubling that a little bit, but even so, it's a small amount of money considering the amounts you can save over a short period of time and your energy costs.
Given utility bills for a lot of folks, that could be significant to get done and then make those changes. Okay, well, Larry, we're going to thank you for your time here today because we need to move on to our other guests so we make sure that we get everything covered that we'd like to today, but I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Welcome.
And
thank you.
May have you on again in 2016, because I know you and I have some other interesting things we wanted to talk about that we were mentioning in our discussion earlier today. So thank you again, and we'll hope to have you on the show in 2016.
Larry Stratton from Cascade Thermal Imaging. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. My pleasure. Take care.
All right. Okay.
And in the studio with us, we have Joe Dietz. And Joe, you are the senior design consultant with Sunergy Systems. So you're on the solar end of the spectrum.
That's correct. We will help you produce your own energy from the sun.
Fantastic. How does that all work? Tell us a little bit about
what your
company
does. Which a lot of people up here were probably wondering, what sun?
Yeah, looking outside today.
I know.
Last week we had the least amount, that was the darkest day
dark.
In 9 years, I
it
think.
It was absolutely. They said it was the third in recorded history.
Wow.
I know.
It's looking better now.
Crazy.
Though. We're good.
Yeah.
Well, we say this is a good time to talk about solar because, like you said, December and even January, it's you don't really want to rely on solar power around here. But it's a great time to think about it and make your plans because the solar season does come. Coming, say, in March, if you want to go solar, that's a great time to have a system installed to really make hay. We have a real seasonal solar window in our area, and we get actually quite a bit of sun during the from May through September.
Sure.
So those beautiful, beautiful summers we have that are mostly drought.
That's right. So, but even this time of year, though, there's still enough light to run a system, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even today, you would get some solar production. The way these solar panels work is they will they will take photons from the sun even in diffused light. It's just not as much as you would get, my gosh, you know.
So you still have to augment by being on a power grid.
Absolutely. We think of it on an annual basis, your production. Make hay when the sun shines, which we know it comes from May through September. Particularly July or June of last year was really, we had no Junerary last year. We had the solar equivalent of Junerary.
Fantastic year. I've never seen anything like
that. Yeah, all the solar systems in our state did phenomenally well in this year just because of the weather we had.
Sure. So what would a typical system look like and how do you set it up?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. First off, it's not any newfangled technology, at least not what we provide and other installers provide. It's essentially 60-year-old technology that just keeps getting more and more efficient and less expensive. So it's principally made up of photovoltaic panels, these sort of flat plate-looking panels that you would typically put on your roof facing south, not north, unless you're in Australia, right? And and you may go western exposure could be very good, and then eastern. Tends to be south is best, then west, then east. Never north, okay? So
it's kind of how people look for their houses. They want the exposure to the south and then the west or the east and north last.
You've got the sun, that's right.
Because of how much the light inside. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you put these photovoltaic panels on the roof and it'd be measured as to what is the size of your roof and what is your demand load that you want to offset. And then those photovoltaic panels produce DC power, and that electricity. Well, first off, how it works is the photons from the sun hit the panels, knock electrons loose on the panels. Those electrons travel around on the wires on the photovoltaic panels, travel down to what we call an inverter, which would be sited on, say, the side of your house, never in the sun itself. Solar panels go in the sun. Inverters do not. They're an electronic device. They don't like sun. They like to be cool. Mm-hmm. The inverters convert the DC power to AC. Then it travels through a production meter, which is just what it sounds. It measures every kilowatt hour you produce. From there, it goes into your electric panel and through your home electric system, powering your toaster, your refrigerator, what have you. If it's a beautiful sunny day, you're not there, and you don't have too much demand load, then it goes into the grid.
Got it.
And that's how some folks get paid back, basically.
Basically, the utility will pay you for every kilowatt hour you produce, whether you use it or not.
Interesting. So just by having solar, you're going to be getting a check.
Exactly. We have a very good incentive program in the state of Washington, probably one of the best in the country. Frankly.
Is there a website that would give information about that?
Yeah, gosh.
And if you don't have it with you, we always post these shows on the web later on our blog at teamreba.com/blog. And if you want to send us any links.
I will do that. Yeah, thank you, Reba. It's a national website, Desire. I will get that to you, where it's run by a national lab, and it basically every state in the country has all the incentives, everything you need to know as far as what to expect, as far as incentives and,
sure.
and that sort of thing.
So Joe Dietz from Synergy Systems. So question then, I have a cousin who has a system, and he's all full on solar, but he also has tubes that are heating his water, and he's using that for radiant heat. For the home, is that something that your company covers as well?
We can do solar hot water. Frankly, and actually, I have a solar hot water system at my house. What we strongly encourage people do is the photovoltaic, the solar electric. And why is that? Just because the price has come down so much in these. And frankly, you could thank the Chinese for coming into the market. They've dropped the price. So photovoltaics are very cost effective, and there's no moving parts. Solar hot water systems can break down. Photovoltaic systems very seldom do.
Got it. And are there still tax credits available for these systems?
Most definitely. There is a 30% investment tax credit for the entire cost of your system. So that's a dollar-for-dollar tax reduction, dollar-for-dollar reduction on your tax bill. So
that's
the entire
pretty nice.
Cost.
Interesting. So if, let's say I put $10,000 into a solar system, so I'm going to be receiving a tax credit.
That's correct. That's
interesting.
Great. And that is good through the end of 2016.
Okay, so we've got some time on that. And folks,
so get moving, people.
The difference between a tax deduction and a tax credit is significant. A tax mm-hmm. credit's taken right off of the tax bill that you owe.
Yeah.
It's not lowering your taxable income.
Yeah,
it's actually increasing
the MCC credit
your
for mortgages, so
That's
there
right.
you go.
We know all about that.
Okay.
Joe, I was reading the other day, there's a, I believe it was Tesla, is selling a whole house battery bank. Where your solar grid stores the energy, because isn't the problem with solar is it's either running through the grid or it's gone. You can't save it up. So is that something that you'll see coming more and more into the marketplace?
We expect to. We're anxiously keeping our eye on that. I'd like to see more details, quite frankly, about the Tesla wall. There's been a lot of talk, but details have been kind
sure.
of quiet.
Okay.
Well, let's maybe talk about some other aspects of this in the next segment.
Right, when we come back. So we've got more on solar energy and any energy questions. Remember, this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for our guest, give us a call, 866-712-1300.
Let's put Joe on the spot.
That's right, on KKOL Business Radio 1300. Stay
like
tuned.
Like a sunspot.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment. Where I want to